Live and in color. Real Kipper and Bourne show. Leaf Hour edition. Nick Kiprios, Justin Bourne, Sammy McKee, Derek Brandeo, Jake the Snake Schultz closing in the week.
We should have seen the videos we had from Schultz yesterday. Highlights all show long.
No, stop it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Bring up a player in the league, and he had a highlight package for it.
What is going on?
I don't know.
He knew you weren't here, and he was like, I want to.
Are they starting to pay him now?
Maybe that's a change. I don't know.
You guys drove in today. I took the subway in today. Mm-hmm. Are we talking to ourselves today? She's quiet out there.
Oh, yeah.
There's not the roads are a little quiet.
Good Friday, Easter weekend, wherever you are.
Text us and tell us you're listening. Yeah, I'd love to hear.
Please tell us.
Yeah.
Is this a friends and family show?
That's okay.
Even my family's not watching or listening.
I think we have a lot longer leash to talk golf if you guys want.
Yeah, I'm playing tomorrow.
Wherever you are watching and listening, if you happen to be, we are live on Sportsnet 590 The Fan, Sportsnet 360, and Sportsnet Plus as the Toronto Maple Leafs close out the regular season.
Red hot. Scorching hot.
Was it a game that we thought we were anticipating, including what should have been or looked upon going into the third period as a comfortable lead by the Detroit Red Wings?
I don't know what happened. Did they win? The Leafs won?
I did Leafs talk. I'm actually embarrassed about Leafs talk last night because I don't even know if we should have done it. Like, I could not bring myself to pay attention to this hockey game. And I said that Peter Mrazek was in net and it was somebody else in net.
Like, Dakota Mermis was on the ice in overtime. It could have been anyone.
I had to rewind because I physically missed a goal. I was like, oh my God, they scored? How did that happen? Like, I was never more checked out of a hockey game.
Even if you were checked out,
yeah.
Even if you didn't pay attention, there was enough of the game to understand that there's a lot of nice things going on right now for the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yes.
There's a lot of vibes that they can't do anything wrong right now.
Yeah.
Right? You can be outshot. At times you can look like you spend a lot of time in your own zone. They're going to find a way to get a save. They're going to find a way to get a goal.
Yep.
Lawton wins it in overtime.
Love that.
On a field goal, goal that maybe can go right into Sunday's game one or Tuesday's game two.
Yes, he's buzzing.
And it's a real good feeling for the Leafs.
I mean, they got goals from Phil Myers, Chris Tanev, and Scott Lawton to win the game.
There's been a lot of probably down periods over the Iser plan in Detroit, but them losing that game may be a new low for them.
What, the Red Wings?
Yeah, I've never seen a Toronto Maple Leafs team or any hockey team, in fact, not try actively like the Toronto Maple Leafs were not trying last night.
If I'm Steve Yzerman last night, yeah. And I know it's a nothing game, but I'm up 3-1, and you guys find a way to give it away.
It's brutal.
I can't think of a cherry on top of a horrible
poop
feeling
sandwich.
And that last yeah. night for the Detroit Red Wings.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a bad year for them. It's going good for the Leafs. I think they enter playoffs on a run of 13-2-1, something like that.
The Maple Leafs ended the season with a streak of five or more games for the third time in franchise history. The only other seasons were in 50-51 and 58-59, and they made the Stanley Cup final in each of those campaigns, winning the championship in 1951. So that's definitely, there's a lot of crossover there.
I don't know what, not paying a whole lot of attention to the game last night, right. But you look up and is it surprising or not surprising anymore? Or does it even matter that they're being outshot 2-1 anymore? Does that bother you? Does it not bother you?
Yeah,
should we not care?
I don't like it personally.
I don't like it.
No, it's not great. But, I mean,
it doesn't matter anymore?
I mean, it probably does matter, but I'm so desensitized to it watching this team that they just, like, I mean, what's the record in games that got outshot in? They've won so many of them. It just feels like it happens every game. So I'm very – it's probably not good to your guys' point, mm-hmm. but I'm just – that's what I expect going in, and I'm totally desensitized to it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not super comforting. I'd say I'm more uncomfortable with the idea that, like, the possession time, the ozone possession time is always 5 minutes in favor of the other team. Just the more team they're around your end, the more things can go wrong and you go, oh, we got unlucky. It's like, well, if you're on your own end all the time, it's going to happen. So, yeah, I'm not comfortable, but they seem to have a system here.
A knack for playing around it.
Yeah. I guess what it is, you know, you keep the other team to the outside and there isn't whack, you know, the party around the crease. And, buddy, they got elite finishing. That's one thing for sure.
Just to follow up, I asked if people were listening. People are listening. We've got, like, in the last 10, maybe 5 minutes, we've got 150 texts at least. People are like, listening from this place. So people are listening.
All right.
So we're glad we came in. People are listening. We got to make it good.
I do like that Phil Myers scored a really nice goal. Like, I like that the confidence coming along. Well, he's the 7th D, right?
Yeah.
So he'll probably have to play. You want him to feel good. You don't like it?
It's a beautiful goal.
I'm not sure I want him to try that Sunday night.
Ever again.
Do you remember the movie Major League when Willie Mays Hayes makes that one-handed basket catch?
Mm-hmm.
And he comes to the dugout and his manager says, "Nice catch. Don't ever effing do it again." That's almost like close to like nice toe drag in the middle of the slot, but don't ever try.
There we go.
Right? Zing. It's like, good on him. I mean, great.
The move at the net he doesn't mean to do. He like hesitates. You're like,
you just make sure that there's no turnover at that point.
Watch the defensive effort by 24 here. I think it's awesome. Watch them.
Wow, we're getting highlights when we like, call it like when we talk about something.
That's McKee Beer League-esque. Let's listen to the coach talk about that goal, because it's a hilarious clip. So clip one, please.
He's really come around for us. You know, I thought in Buffalo.
What did you think of Robert Gordon Meyer's goal there in the third period?
That might be the goal of the year. I got to go back and look at it, but I wasn't sure who it was for a while. Watch it. It was a hell of a goal. I mean, a hell of a goal. I mean, great for him, you know. I'm happy for him. Nice to see him be able to get one and do what he did.
He's going to be sniffing
eyes, by the way,
and shooting everything that he can.
I did the thing on our Leafs broadcast where he shoots it more than any other Leafs D by a good distance.
And there was a moment with like a minute or so left in the period where for some reason, Craig Berube had the big boys on the ice. And Matthew Nyes is standing in front of the net.
And he wound up.
Philip Myers hit a 98-mile-an-hour blast off the glass.
Is it head actually 98?
Yes, they put on the broadcast 98-mile-an-hour. Oh, and I just put my head in my hands. I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, man. What are you doing?
Wild thing. That's that stick to major league movie. Yeah, there's the Charlie Sheen wild thing.
There's no off switch. Yeah. There's no off switch. Anyways.
All right. Any other notes from last night's game? I don't think we should spend too much time on it. Lawton scores the OT winner.
Yeah.
He's really starting to find his game a little bit. Well, let's just listen to Berube and then we'll move on.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's really come around for us. You know, I thought in Buffalo he was excellent, but before that he was even playing good hockey. Got some chemistry going with those guys. Starting to feel a lot more comfortable. I was happy for him to get that goal in OT. Obviously, anybody can. You score a goal, you feel good about yourself. So, but it's not the goal so much. It's just how he's playing the game.
Lawton scored the goal and turned around to be excited, like they hit, and then he realized that there's not a time to be excited, and he immediately like chilled out.
Don't be too fancy.
That he didn't get to.
It did clinch home ice advantage over the Dallas Stars in the Stanley Cup Final.
So. Hey, did it really? That's actually kind of cool.
There you go.
I totally believe, like, with Craig and everybody else, that he's playing solid hockey. There's a noticeable feel when he's on the ice. Mm-hmm. I got to just go back to my original thoughts before the trade was how big of a trade did they need to make? How big did they need to get another centerman at what kind of level? I pushed hard, at least my thoughts were pushing hard for more of a legitimate top six guy.
Like a Braden Schenn.
Clearly that's not him. Yeah. I think he's starting to do what I think he's capable of doing.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just going to have to be some sort of run in these playoffs where he has to contribute in some capacity offensively, and is he capable of doing it?
Well, I don't know about offensively. You know, he does need to contribute something, though, right? He needs to be, for the cost they paid, and he needs to be, whether yeah. it's controlling play, you know, physical greasiness, yep. some
no,
offense.
Offense.
Yeah.
Offense for me, because we can point a lot of things over the last few years, but it's always come down to lack of scoring opportunities or lack of offense in general mm-hmm. that's kind of held them back in game sixes and game sevens. And then we point the fingers to the big boys, mm-hmm. say, you suck, you're soft, you're underachievers, but nobody stepped up underneath them either. Mm-hmm. And I just hope that doesn't catch up with the third and fourth line again, that, yeah, they were okay and they did a lot of nice things and they finished checks, but nobody could create anything.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
I think that's a worry.
And I do think that the way they're trying to go about creating a third line is in line with what you're saying. They're aware that they need to get some offense from somewhere. So can McMahon and Robertson on the same line? Is there enough between those guys? 35 goals between the two of them this year. Holmberg has, what, two?
Yeah.
But, you know, can they give you some?
That's probably why, and your point that you just made there, Kipper, we talked about it a little bit yesterday, how we know that that line with Tavares, Nylander, and Bobby McMahon is really good. But for what you said just there about it being down the lineup, them getting another goal from somewhere other than the top six, that's probably why McMahon's playing in the bottom six. That's probably why they're thinking of having Robertson, because they need a goal from somewhere else. So,
yeah.
Anyways.
All right.
Battle of Ontario, baby.
Battle of Ontario. Kip, we didn't have you yesterday. Yes. We did some preview-y type stuff. Do you want to give us sort of a zoomed-out overview? What do you think? They got yeah. the Sens. It's official.
Well, I expect a fun series for sure.
Yep.
I think when I look at the Ottawa Senators, I see a team that is experiencing something that they've never experienced before, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So the question is, what kind of team do we see? What kind of, where are their expectations? Where are they in their heads? Brady Tkachuk is the leader of this team. He's 25. He's not 22 or 23. He's right. 25, yet no playoff experience.
Right.
So how does he come in now? Is this a win that they're in? Will they look at, will they actually feel like we want to beat these guys? Are we just happy to be here? Is this our Stanley Cup if we beat the Toronto Maple Leafs in this first round?
Yeah.
So for me, it's just about, and I think we will probably know real soon in the first 5 or 10 minutes of this team, and if they really believe that, despite being very successful during the regular season, this is new territory for all of them. Mm-hmm. I'm just real interested to see how much juice that they bring.
Do you think that that inexperience and sort of all the stuff you talked about there could be a bit of an advantage against the Leafs, or is it a disadvantage? Like, because, you know, the Leafs have the ghosts and all that stuff, yeah. and, like, yeah. I think you could go both ways in the conversation, but which side of it would you be on, disadvantage or advantage for the Sens?
Probably a disadvantage. I do believe in learning lessons and playoff lessons and learning how to rise when you have to. There's no scar tissue, like, on the other side in blue and white.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And there's no disappointments just yet at this time of the year. But do they go, we got everything to gain, nothing to lose? It wouldn't be the first time we saw a fairly young and experienced group find a way to get a job done.
Yeah.
I just think it's against them right now. I think when it's all said and done, I don't know how anybody cannot pick the Toronto Maple Leafs despite losing to them 3 games in the regular season.
Honestly, Kip, everything I hear that is picking against the Leafs is Brady Tkachuk and the Leafs haven't done it before. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much the whole thing. Everyone loves this idea of Brady Tkachuk, who
is now, he's now Wayne Gretzky and Eric Lindros combined.
Yeah. He had 55 points in 72 games this year. I think it would not serve the Leafs well to get too hung up on Brady Tkachuk. He's going to try to send messages. He's going to be falling on the goalie. He's going to be tough and physical and all those things, but, you know, he's one guy out there, and I don't think you can let him bring the game to where the Sens are going to want to play it. And even if they do play it there, like, I still think the Leafs are all right. I've done a lot of the analytical stuff. I've watched some video. it's tough for me to find a spot where I'm like clear advantage for the set.
Yeah. See, Sanderson. I wouldn't worry about Brady Tkachuk as much as I would think that maybe Cousins and Pinto, to me, are more keys in this series. Like, that's now going into the middle part of, in the heart of your lineup, right?
Yeah.
This is where it's like /2 to /3. Like, is Pinto going to be a better centerman than what's underneath Matthews and Tavares?
Probably.
And, like, he's got a better chance to be a Nick Paul than right now.
Yep.
Lawton does.
Yep. You know, Pinto, 21 goals, kind of the same profile as Bobby McMahon, but has more grease to his game probably. He's a good player for them.
They're
good
player.
Players, right? Like they, you know, they've won a lot of hockey games this year and taken a real step.
The other thing too for me, guys, is how much are you going to spend? How much are you going to get Sanderson and Shabbat facing the glass?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like you got them facing Stolarz at any point on the ice, then you're in a little bigger trouble. But if you can get the puck behind them, get them eating some glass on a hard forecheck, take away their strengths, which is puck possession and skating, then you've really advanced your chances of beating them.
For sure. That's the big thing, and Bunkus mentioned this earlier today when I was on a show, but they have 2D in Sanderson and Shabbat who combined for over 100 points this year. You know, the Leafs top four roughly grayed out to that. So they've got a couple better offensive D-men. You know, on the power play, it's not a huge advantage because the Leafs have Marner there. But at 5-on-5, it will be, to your point, can you put it in soft behind their heels and get on top of them? Dumps are going to be really important. You don't want to be dump and then change and give them time to get back. It's got to be well-placed
and,
pucks.
I really think that the guys on the Leafs can do a much better job, and particularly Matthew Nyes. Again, I didn't watch a lot of it, but the last week, 2 weeks, like there's times when you don't have to dump and chase. There's times when you can enter with puck possession and make plays.
You'd like to see that.
And I'd like to see better decisions on when to and when not to.
Absolutely.
There are times when I've watched them try to get pucks in and the first or second forechecker are just not there in time, and it's been easy outs.
The turnover.
Even in Detroit last night. I mean, I know it's a write-off, but there's times, especially that Florida game a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, it's like, but you're not, the first forechecker's not even on my television screen. Right? You guys want to give away the, it's just a 200-foot turnover.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
We had
the forechecking and getting on in these guys is paramount.
Going to be huge. We had Berube a clip yesterday talking about Domi, Nylander, and Tavares. And he said, I like some things, I don't like other things. And one of the things is they got to take care of the puck. That's a nerve-wracking line for me when you're coming across the blue line, making those good decisions at entries and not trying to sauce it across the ice laterally, you know, just inside the blue. So
use the word hopers.
No hopers?
Yeah. Hopers.
Hopers.
And you just hope this gets over his stick and then we're fine if it does. It's like, well, it might not. So, yeah, take care of the puck. They should be okay. You know, they got the best forwards in the series. Goaltending, call it a wash. The Leafs D, shutdown D, are definitely better D farther down the lineup. So,
and there's one team that has to win, and there's another one that doesn't have to win.
Yep.
I'll give you one guess on who has to win this series.
The Sens aren't going to go away, though. Like, you know, like even if you do have them down 3-0 in the series and 3-0 in a game, I think you're going to get a balls out effort from this team. This is, that's how they play, you know, and it's the Leafs and it's playoffs, and I just don't think you're going to get them to go away.
Yeah, I think that, you know, you mentioned about one team that has to win and one team that doesn't. From, we talked about this a little bit yesterday with Luke Fox, but I'll get your take on it. The Ottawa Senators, Borny brought up that they're holding the comparison you made, that there's a boulder, the Toronto Maple Leafs are a boulder, and the Ottawa Senators are holding like the TNT thing with like, so when you press that, if they press down on it, like it can explode the whole thing.
They have a chance.
The Ottawa Senators have a great chance as a bitter rival to really throw a wrench into as the Leafs sort of era that we've known as it is. They could really like hit the dynamite and blow it up here.
Acme.
Yeah. Acme.
This could be, they got an unbelievable opportunity.
So, I mean,
this would come across almost like a Stanley Cup victory for Ottawa beating the Leafs right now. Like,
oh, for sure.
It would be, even if they lost in the second round, it would be,
oh yeah,
you could ride this.
Oh yeah.
Series win. Years. For a lot of years.
For the rest of my life, you know. Because I still hear about the stupid 2021 one.
Would you retire?
We did kind of bat this around a bit, but, you know, there's that classic Monday after, which we've been doing a few years here, that Monday after Game 7 Saturday night, that I would really, really not like that show. Yeah. Having to come in here and talk about the potential of that.
You've
but
done a few of them. You should be used to it.
I've done many non-shows to just Mondays I've had to go on with my life before I did this where I had to deal with it. So the Sens have a really unique opportunity. And if I was going to say what worries me is that a lot of the pressure and a lot of the stuff that's been there with the Leafs, it's huge pressure to kind of win, to stay together almost. Like you want to stay together. It's like you want Marner to re-sign. You want Tavares back. You want to keep your president. You want like your coach to not be under fire.
Yeah.
The pressure on top of that is huge. Yeah. So
it is.
I think better internally, than they've been, though.
Every team in the playoffs go through that. They're just not under the microscope like they are in this market. Mm-hmm. But everybody feels the same way. Everybody's got guys that are on the line.
Yeah, yeah.
And the truth is, even Stanley Cup champion teams now, there's just no way as many of them, most recently Florida,
like
shows that you just can't keep. There's no such thing as the same team the following year.
Yeah.
Somebody's leaving. Someone's cashing out more money. Someone's UFA. Someone's got to get traded to fit somebody else in.
You're right.
So, but this is a series that could also alter for the Leafs maybe the next 5 or 10 years.
Yeah.
No pressure.
Yeah.
So no pressure.
But you know, as you said, there's always pressure. Yeah. And for the Sens team, I think it's doing the Leafs favor that so many people don't believe in the Leafs, that so many people are picking Ottawa. I think it's not purely, well, the Leafs can't possibly blow this because everyone's going, they're going to blow it. There's so many people making that call in advance this year.
One team won the division, one's in a wild card spot. Like, predictions, there's always the cheerleading aspect of it.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people who are picking Ottawa are just playing off of not wanting the Leafs to watch the Leafs in their misery again.
It's an easy, if you're an out-of-market pundit that's, like, looking for any sort of attention, picking the Sens to win this series is the easiest pop ever. Like, you're like, you know what?
Yeah.
The Leafs are going down. Those chokers are going to choke again. It's the easiest thing you could ever say.
The same people that would have picked Tampa Bay or Florida or
Boston.
Anybody else.
Columbus or the Montreal Canadiens.
It's just their time of the year to blow it.
Yeah.
And that's the basis. Not necessarily the transformation of a puck possession team to now a dump and chase team, a team that keeps it simple, a team that's getting great goaltending, doing it defensively with blocking shots and taking the middle of the night, the ice away or limited second or third opportunities. They're not looking at anything like that. They're looking at, they'll find a way to choke.
So let's have the conversation just briefly then. Do you think that there is something to these guys that they, not that they are chokers, but they do succumb to the pressure?
Marner, Matthews, they haven't been great, but they haven't been horrible in the playoffs. I'm more about team even around them.
Mm-hmm.
Brendan Shanahan chose to keep them together and build differently around them.
Yeah.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I do like that.
There's been like five different versions of this team.
I don't know if it's enough to win a Stanley Cup, but everything I've seen so far this season is it's enough to get past the first round against a wild card team.
Absolutely.
A team with zero experience.
Yeah. I said,
and that to me is the biggest difference of this team.
Yeah.
Whether they'll ultimately end up having enough balanced offense, still a question mark for me. But they're different.
They're different. Their D is just so much more, it's just comfortable, and it hasn't been in the past. Yeah. When you get back to Lilligren's there, or Timmins, or Sandin, or, you know, whichever type of smaller guy that was playing Dermott.
That honestly is like the number one Leaf fan thing that I get right now, is that it does feel different. And like, you know, there's all, but
it is because it is different.
I know, but that is scary.
We now need Craig Berube.
You want to go back to your original kind of question here. They find a way to lose. Yeah. Then, you know, you've tried this way. You've tried that way. And now you're into some serious character flaws. And, you know, I also buy into four pretty good hockey players in Tavares, Marner, Matthews, and Nylander.
Yeah.
All very terrific good hockey players. But there's a chance that their chemistry together was never...
That would be a better point to me than the right mix.
And if you looked at other top three or top four, there's one... There's most often than not one SOB in
one the group. Squirrely dude.
One squirrely dude, one guy that can run somebody over. And that's the element that those four guys never had.
Yeah.
And probably won't have. They're gonna outskill you.
Nyes helps because he'll be on the ice with those guys, and at least he's the first guy who could do it if he wanted to.
But Nyes also had to go get a fast pass at Disneyland because he wasn't allowed, you know, they had to fast track him, right? He didn't have to wait in line like everybody else. He got rushed right to the ride. They needed somebody. Is he ready now to be that guy? Has he got enough under his belt to be now a major player in the playoffs?
What do you think?
I worry about that.
Okay.
There are times when, you know, he's can get lost as any 22 or 23 year old, but there's also signs where you're like, oh man, that guy's a force.
Yeah.
That guy's a force.
You know, they have a couple guys who are really streaky. Matthews is included this season, but McMahon's like that. Nyes is like that, where they're really streaky. The one thing about the point of like guys choking or feeling the pressure or whatever, you hear people say pressure is a privilege. I often think, you know, and I tried to say this the other day, but pressure is earned. So, like, McIlroy, if he misses he makes bogey on 18 at the Masters, whatever, choking dog, whatever, if Rose holes out from the fairway, whatever. But he hits the thing on 17 under immense pressure to 2 feet.
Yes.
He plays enough good golf to put, so the pressure's there. That's this Leafs team, that they're not dogs. If you go back and watch a lot of these playoff series, they play great in some big spots, like some game sixes to get to a game seven. Some big goals have been scored to get there, so... It's not like they're always just dogs in these moments. It's that sometimes you lose, sometimes it doesn't go your way. Yes, it's been more often than not they've been on the wrong side of it, and there are bigger reasons for that. But for sure, if it happens again with a group that looks like this, it's tough to not look at and say, hey, that's a fundamental thing. But I do feel like a little bit of help around them, give them that Max Talbot 2 goals in game 7 or the Nick Paul goals in game 7. All of a sudden,
Brandon Gallagher against the Leafs in game 7.
Constant big saves, which they've gotten this year.
Yeah.
Unlike any year I've seen before.
Yeah.
I don't know. Does it catch up to them at some point?
At least they have a second option.
Maybe, but they're damn good goalies.
Yeah. Stolarz in his last 8 games, 8-0-0, 137 goals against, 950 save percentage, and 3 shutouts.
950.
To say the end of the year.
We've seen goalies go on 2-3 week runs in the playoffs the last 5 or 10 years at like 948, 953, 955. That's what the Leafs may need out of Stolarz. He may need a 940 for the first 10 days or 2 weeks to get these guys over the hump.
You know what happened in the final week of the season? Hellebuyck had the goals against, the save percentage, the wins. He had all the titles. Stolarz hit the qualification. I think the minimum is 20 or 30 games or something like that. And he had like three shutouts. He did. He stole it. He won the save percentage title.
Love it.
Over the last 2 years, I think he's won it both times. He's the number one guy. 926 he finished with.
So, you know, Treliving got asked about him. I didn't get the clip. It was a longer one of him meandering a little bit about it, but talking about how you know, the experience thing, and he's inexperienced in the playoffs, and he just, it's like, oh, he's been playing well. We're just going to hope that he just keeps playing well. It's like, I don't know what else you can do, but they have a really good backup option who came in relief for Samsonov last year. Like, think about last year where they were at in terms of their decor, in terms of their goaltending situation. I have to give Treliving a lot of credit for the way he's built up this, the surrounding parts.
Having Tanev and Carlo as options that they didn't have last year, like, is just totally a game changer.
Like, think about, like, the decor itself. You have a top pair with Tanev and McCabe. Carlo, they brought in. Oliver Ekman-Larsson, who's probably going to be on the bottom pair.
Jake McCabe's coming in healthy now. He's ready to go.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
Yep.
I just hope they have OEL. I know he's TBD, but yes, having McCabe back is going to be a big deal.
So, yeah. You look at, I went on with the morning show guys today and talked a little bit about the Leafs playoffs and heading, like, beyond this round potentially.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's set up not awfully here for the Toronto Maple Leafs to go on a run.
Yeah.
If Tampa could find a way to beat Florida in that series, and the Leafs find a way to beat the Ottawa Senators, like, then you start thinking to yourself, I mean, they've had really good success against Tampa. And then you go to the quarter, and it's like, oh, we got to play against Carolina or Washington or the Habs or the Devils. Like,
start with this one, right?
I know.
No,
but
I know what you're saying.
You look at it, and it's not as daunting as it's been in years past. And I guess that's what you get when you win the Atlantic Division. But I'm not letting myself get too ahead here, but I'm kind of starting to look at it.
So last year in playoffs, the Leafs had 7D who played games for them, and it was Simon Benoit, TJ Brody, Timothy Liljegren, Joel Edmondson, Ilya Lyubushkin, Morgan Rielly, and Jake McCabe.
Wow.
You know, that's a
no comparison.
No comparison
to
having Carlo Tanev and
O'Neal. Not even close.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll take a quick break.
Yep.
When we return, we go to our Leaf line, Sammy.
Maybe. We got some beauties today.
Yeah.
We got some beauties today. Boys.
Okay.
So, and did you guys do it when I was gone?
Did we do it when he was gone? Did we have Yelle play some clips from
I don't
anyone?
Think so.
No, maybe
we not. Didn't do it. So it's 2 weeks by. You guys were too busy burying me for losing the jersey when I was gone.
That's right.
We'll hit the break and then we'll come back.
Please. Okay. Leaf line when we return, and the latest on Matthew Tkachuk and the possibilities of him playing in game one.
All right.
Don't go away. Real Kipper and Bourne.
Hey, it's Ailish Forafar.
And I'm Justin Cuthbert.
Join us as we discuss the most important sports stories of the day and tee up the biggest games of the night.
It's The Fan Pregame, 6 p.m. weekdays on Sportsnet, Sportsnet 590 The Fan, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard the man during the commercial break. Two games starting our Stanley Cup playoffs here at Sportsnet. Tomorrow night, the St. Louis Blues and the Winnipeg Jets at 6 p.m. And then that's followed by the Avs and the Stars at 8:30 p.m. Just two games, guys, by the way, right? And,
yeah,
like, there's a very good chance that they kind of will overlap each other. No?
Yeah.
You think?
What are they, 6 and 8 o'clock?
I mean, 6 and 8:30.
Yeah, so should be clear.
Well, if there's overtime.
If there's an overtime,
right.
Which I hate. I just hate when, like, you got to start flipping.
Yeah. You wanted it a little more spaced.
Kipper,
yeah.
You got a big mansion. You don't have a 2-TV setup, bro?
I'm just thinking about the guy that has one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. You got 2 TVs, bro.
I need a second screen.
Yeah, I'm starting to get to that part of my life.
I
got to
make it happen.
Before we get to the Leafs, I just wanted to ask you, I mentioned it to Bourne before we got back. If you're Travis Green, what do you think his number one message to the group, oh, getting a little choked up talking about it, group is heading into game one. What do you think he's hammering home, his key message?
You're going to have to play these guys really hard. They can embarrass you. And I think that's always been the case over the last few years when you're talking about Marner and Matthews and Nylander. You give these guys time and space, they will eat you up. They are finishers. They are game changers. You give them an inch, they'll take a mile.
And I think you lean into their reputations and say, these guys will quit. You pound them, hammer them, make them not want to play.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't. You know what? They want to go around you.
Yeah.
They have yet to prove this time of year they can go through you.
Yeah, and you sell that to your team. like crazy.
Yeah.
We got a highlight pack ripping here
this
right
now. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's like we're almost like we're on TV, this professional show.
So before we get to your Leaf line, yeah. Sammy, I mentioned, so Tampa Bay and Florida don't start till Tuesday.
I know.
Tuesday?
So, yeah, it's. I think the league wanted to give Matthew Tkachuk like three extra full days off.
No.
Yeah. So he's going to practice with the team this weekend. Yeah. He has not been cleared as of yet, but depending, I guess, what they see out of the next couple of practices.
He could be cleared.
What do you think, Sammy?
You guys made fun of me when I sat here and said, he will play game one, obviously. And you were like, oh, no, this is different. This is a different one. I'm like, buddy, I promise. Yeah,
he went to Germany, by the way. That's not a joke.
He definitely went to Germany.
Yeah. Healing Hans?
Yeah. Glorious amulet.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Leafs line, boys?
Leafs line.
The Leafs line is brought to you by Muskoka Bay Resort, a top 10 ranked Canadian course and part of the Freed Golf Network.
Wow.
How nice is it to have a sponsor in the Leafs line?
What a
maybe.
Fitting woo, sponsor woo. For this show.
The golf thing, there may be some jokes, but we'll go past that.
So when's our tee time up there?
They haven't booked it yet, but it sounds like they're going to.
All right. Let's start. Just to hope. Let's start. This is a longer one, but this is a follow-up call to one we had back in the day. This is from Ben in St. John's. Ben in St. John's?
Where are you, too, boy?
Last time I called, it was immediately after my engagement, and thanks for making that day much more special for me and Megan. But this time, I'm calling to congratulate you. That's right, boys. Congratulations to the Kipper and Bourne show in advance on his longest season yet. That's right, boys. The Leafs hour's going right till the end of June. Why? Because this year is the year. Sportsnet, get out the overtime checks for these guys. Kipper, get out your fancy suits. Borny, get out the beard oils. And Sammy, pick out your nicest ball cap. It's game time. The Stanley Cup is coming back home to Canada's team, the Toronto Maple Leafs. Let's look at this year's competition, or lack thereof. For a laugh, let's start with the Boston Bruins. Those Bears are still in hibernation, nowhere to be seen. Vancouver, who hates Toronto, well, they've had more drama than a Jerry Springer show. And the Florida Panthers. Come on, Sammy. Give us a bring on the cats meow sound drop for the 300 fans. And the Tampa Bay Lightning. Listen. No, Coop, I'm not going to listen. The only thing I'll listen to is the door shutting behind you. You're out of here. Until the Olympics, Coop, and then I'm sorry. We love you. The Montreal Canadiens and Ottawa Senators, well, it's about time and welcome to the party. They're probably making a miracle on ice film about them finally making it to the playoffs. Boys, I'm putting on my good luck Maple Leafs underwear this year, and I better watch what I eat because I'm not taking them off until they lose. Enjoy the playoff run. Lord Stanley's coming home to Toronto. I'm traveling to Toronto for Game 5, so I'll bring the wedding invitations to you then. And if not, I'll see you at the Stanley Cup Parade anyway. And Sammy,
boy,
don't forget the invite on a bus.
This is like the Boston Benny. Pizza ad campaign that planned the parade here. That's a beaut. They're getting jinxy.
Listen. Ben, who is like, you know, maybe a long lost brother to Sammy.
Yes.
He really represents why people across the country hate Leaf fans.
He's a good guy.
Great guy.
Fantastic guy.
But dumps on every other team except the one that hasn't, that's won one round in 10 tries.
This year's different.
But it's so many Leafs fans are forced to come at their fandom with this like shrinking, like, well, we know, you know, like it's nice to meet someone with their chest out and wearing a little bit.
There's a lot of talk about hockey gods and like all the curses and all stuff. It's like, what have they done for me lately? Like, when's the win?
I've been
trying to be such a good boy and pray and be like good with the juju, and it's like it's never happened. So, you know,
but it's
full center mode now.
It's guys like Ben that MLSE sits there in their office and goes,
ka-ching, yeah, ka-ching.
Let's add 20% next year to the tickets.
Let's go to Rico and Barry.
All right, guys. Stolarz, Conn Smythe, plus 9,500. You heard it here first. When the Leafs win the Cup, he'll be the biggest reason. Also, glad you got the jersey back, Sam. I legit felt nervous for you. Go Leafs, go. Bud's over sends in 5.
Hey, did you...
Stolarz, Conn Smythe.
Stolarz, go. We're just going all in. Did you hear the song someone made about the jersey?
Oh, no.
No.
It's in our group chat.
Yeah, we'll listen to it later. Kipper is going to kill me for this.
It's very good, the song.
Really?
Yes.
Someone made a song of Sammy losing the jersey.
Sammy wears the jersey. Yes.
Can we get it on before the show ends?
Oh. No, it's I don't know where it came from. I don't know if
is it
like, copyrighted?
I don't know if it's AI. I don't know where it came from.
So what if it is? It's wonderful.
Is there cursing in it?
I don't want to play. No, but I don't want to play it. I don't want to play it. I moved past the jersey thing, okay? I'm a new man. I don't want
to
play this
Sammy,
song.
Sammy, listen to me very carefully. We don't care how you feel right now. We're playing it.
It's a little... Okay. All right. Let's go to...
Is it all about you? Are we in the song?
Not really.
Okay.
It's Sammy themed.
Then I really want to play it now.
Okay. Let's go to John Doe from in Ottawa. Not from parts unknown, in Ottawa.
Boys, huge fan of the show. Listen to most episodes, most days. I just got to say I'm here in Ottawa. My roommate's a diehard Sens fan. I got all Sens fans around me. They're nervous. I got my tickets for game 4. They couldn't keep us out. We're coming. They're nervous. They're excited because they know we have more to lose. But I'm telling you, there's a buzz in the city. It's great to see just as like a hockey fan. But as a Leafs fan, I got my jersey on today. I'm fired up. I think the Leafs are going to take it home. Let's go.
Love that. So
that is a true representation of, like, especially for Leaf fans. We've done the Boston thing. We've done the Tampa Bay thing. We haven't done the Ottawa thing in a very long time. It is that alone is a fresh coat of paint.
It is. It's nice. Nice to have a whole new group of opponents.
Have you heard anything about Ottawa on the tickets or like any?
No, but
in your
Leaf fans, you know, they're.
You gotta think
they're gonna find a way to get in there.
So
it's not gonna be it's not gonna look or sound any different than it has in any playoff game or regular season game.
They're trying. They're limiting. So season ticket holders can buy their tickets. They can buy 2 or 4 more, but they can't transfer them freely. It has to be like with them, so family or friends or something. Okay. There's a kind of, you know, grassroots fan coordination trying to say, don't sell your tickets. You know, it's been so long.
Cringe. That's so bad.
They're trying to keep Leaf fans out.
Good luck. Yeah.
We're like, Leaf Nation's like cockroaches, man. They'll find a way behind the refrigerator.
I'd love to see some people walking in Sens jerseys, unveil the Leafs jersey once they get in.
Back up! Let's go to...
You can't kill them. Nuclear war won't take them down.
They just keep coming back.
Let's go to John from Michigan.
Good afternoon, fellas. This is John from East Powys, Michigan. Been talking to my boy Ridley Gregg. He wants to know how much it costs to live in Sammy's head there rent free.
Well, John, you kind of contradicted yourself when you said how much it costs to be rent free. I mean, it's like, sorry to make fun of you, bro, but a bit of a brain buster on that one, pal. Sorry. Fair.
But I have had people message me about how Sammy's going to be on tilt about Gregg and Pinto and Cousins and Perron and Tkachuk and all these guys that are
good players.
And they want to take it to
heavy,
you.
Big, heavy players.
Run their mouth. Mm-hmm. You know, the Leafs by weight are significantly heavier as a team than Ottawa.
No, I did not.
Yeah. I can get you that data if you're interested.
That's the blue line for sure.
They're 204.7 on average. Ottawa is 198.4
on average. Can you break it down from defense to forwards?
No.
I thought you were a stat guy, analytic guy.
I can give you height.
I got a couple more calls here. I don't remember. I cut these this morning. I don't remember any of them. Let's go to Frizz Bob in Toronto.
Frizz Bob.
Yeah, Frizz Bob.
Big fan of the show. My question is, how much do you think the playoff past is going to play a factor into this series for both the Senators and the Leafs? Yeah. Obviously, the Leafs having, you know, playoff failures in recent memory, and the Sens knowing that the Leafs have their number in every playoff series of the last 25 years. Wondering what your thoughts are. Big fans. Go Leafs, go.
Thanks, Frizz Bob. I don't think that plays any effect at all. Like, no. They're not going to be like, oh, they beat us when I, like, you know, in...
No, but is he also asking about the mindset of going in after all these failures too? And can the Leafs calm themselves down in areas where they probably had the high heart rates in years past.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
Craig Berube, to me, at times I would have liked to see a few decibels added to his the sound of him. Mm-hmm. But he never went there.
Consistent all year.
Consistent all year. And I think that could play a key role in keeping them calm when maybe things are getting a little hairy.
Yeah, I think so too.
So, yeah, I think all that scar tissue in the past will come into play a little bit for them.
Failures or not, the more times you put yourself in those spots, the more you know what to expect, and you can plan to handle those emotions.
I'm a big believer of experience, right? And going through it constantly, and what lessons you've learned from it.
Yeah.
Let's sneak
including building the roster, rebuilding the roster.
Let's sneak one more in. Let's go to Terrace in Hamilton.
Here's my theory of how we're going all the way this year and breaking every curse they could ever throw at us.
Let's go!
Round one, Battle of Ontario. Pretty obvious how this is going to go. 5-6 games tops.
Yes.
Round two, a little bit of an interesting round. Really hoping it's not the Panthers. That's going to throw a bit of a wrench in the whole thing, but I'm predicting probably Tampa. They're kind of feeling themselves. We got their number. So that brings us to the Eastern Conference Final. Well, who do we need to beat there really end this goddamn curse? Why, it's our old friends, the Montreal Canadiens. That's right, they've upset the Metro and they've come all the way to the Eastern Conference Final. And of course, we slay that dragon. So here we are, Stanley Cup Final. Who's left at this point to even slay? The other original six teams are all gone at this point. They were the only ones there last time we won. Well, who messed up our chance to really win the cup last? That's right. 1993, the Los Angeles Kings tried to take us down, but we're back, and we're going to beat them in the Stanley Cup Final, and every single curse you could ever imagine is over, and that's it.
That's it.
A new dynasty. Thanks, boys. Love listening to you. Listen all the time. The only thing that helps me survive the QEW.
Thank you to Nostradamus from France with the prediction.
I'm telling you, boys, vibes are too high.
Vibes are too high.
Well, Sammy, you picked every single one, and they were all like a 10 out of 10 on vibes.
There is no bad vibes. I tried to find bad vibes. There's no bad vibes.
There's no way.
All the calls are just like that. We could have done five
you
more just like that.
You know what the most incredible thing about this is? When they lost last year.
Oh, it's over.
When they were eliminated, to get back to this, what an accomplishment.
Truly.
I mean, they're Sisyphus with this rock right near the top now. I'm sure nothing will stop it from coming back down.
Keep that thought if they lose in the first round.
That it's possible to get back to...
No, there was still a great turnaround.
I mean, it's just incredible they got back here.
To get all the hope and all the love back. It seemed impossible. It seemed like this. Here we are.
Can we get 30 seconds of the song? Do we have it?
No, not yet. Not yet. Come on.
No, we got time.
No, we don't have time. We don't have time.
Derek, did you find it?
We don't have time. We actually don't have time. We got to go. Anyways.
Yeah, play it. Play any part of it.
We got to go. I got to
play any part of it.
Oh, my God. I'm actually sour. I'm actually sour. See, we can't play it.
Oh, my God.
Can we cut that? Thank you. All right.
What a tune.
And
it's good.
The Leafs
really
line. Hold
good.
On. The Leafs line.
If we found.
Come on. We got a brand new sponsor. You guys are jumping all over me. Holy. The Leafs line was brought to you by Muskoka Bay Resort, a top 10 ranked Canadian course, part of the Freed Golf Network.
What
boys.
A golf course it is, too.
If we could find someone who had the jersey, we can find out who wrote that song.
It's right. The guy named. I know the guy DM'd me, but I just don't know who wrote it and if it's AI or whatever.
Can James we, for Monday, let's open up the show with that song.
I think so, too.
No.
Okay.
There's all bigger right. fish to fry on Monday. Who cares about the jersey?
You can't
the jersey's
keep us contained,
over.
McKee.
It's been found. The well, story's
we'll tell
done.
You what's happening.
It's hanging
Thank
over
you
there.
Very much.
Oh, my God.
Sammy. All right, more Sammy when we return. We go national. On the Real Kipper and Bourne Show, don't go away.